How's it going? This is CITR 101.9 FM. That was a new band called No Kids. It's three quarters of the band Piano that, you know, shook things up in the Vancouver scene a couple of years ago. Do you, have you heard of, oh, so you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. I've got a special guest co-host today. Introduce yourself.
My name is Darren Stewart. I'm a law student here and, cool. I used to be a CBC dude, and I had a show on CFUV years ago for a couple years.
Oh,
but this is the first time I've been on this station. It's very exciting.
That is it. We're all excited. Yeah. What kind of show did you have on?
It was a big eclectic mix. We had talk. We had music. We had interviews. We had we made a radio play. We did the Spice Girls report, where we had a 5-year-old come on and be interviewed. Once in a while to tell us what was going on in the world of the Spice Girls. Anyways,
that's about right. Yeah.
Pretty eclectic. It was good times.
Cool. What was the station like in those days when you were there?
It was pretty chaotic, much like it seems to be around here.
Dripping sweat from everywhere.
But, you know, it was a great vibe, you know, a great group of people. You know, some of them may still be there. Who knows? This was 6 or 7 years ago now. But, good vibe. I had a ton of fun hanging out there.
I think Randy is still the station manager.
Randy Gilling, yes.
Bill Gates doppelganger. Have you heard of the band Piano?
I don't know them too well.
Yeah, well, they were a local band. They put out a few albums, and I guess Larissa, one of the members, split, so they've kind of done this new thing now called No Kids. So that was a song called For Halloween, so pretty
excellent.
Good. Just a day too late.
Well-timed.
Yeah, pretty well-timed. Cool song. You can find that on the interweb if you're interested. I think they have a MySpace page. You brought in some music for us to listen to.
Yeah,
today.
You know, I was just back at the school there, cobbling together a little bit of a mixed CD of things I wanted to play. And
cool.
Do you want to get to a track here?
Yeah, sure. Let's listen to. Let's stop talking because I think people want to hear the music.
Do you want me to introduce it at all? Well, the first song is I put it on here because I'm very excited. This guy's coming to town. I've never seen him before. It's the lead singer of an old band called Soul Coughing, and his solo stuff is pretty decent too.
Mike Doughty.
Which was one of my favorite bands back in the day. He's coming to town in December. Very excited to see him, and I thought I'd throw on this track.
Cool. Okay, what's it called?
It's called, I believe I put on American Car.
Okay, awesome. Here is Mike Doughty, American Car.
my service strain pulls through the night. Full of lions and trapeze artists. I'm done with elephants and clowns. I want to run away and join the office. Aimless sister, you're surrounded. Angel faced and I'm astounded. How sweet you are. How sweet you are. Your long black American car. Then you know just where to find me. If I don't know who you are, you will remind me. There's a girl down in the bar. A flaming star upon her shoulder. Slugging hot pink frozen drinks. To put the foot down on her smolder. Easy cowboy, what's the rush now? She may leave me like a snowplow. How sweet you are. How sweet you are in your long black American car. Then you know just where to find me. If I don't know who you are, you will remind me. All the lazy days are gone. Still the grind is grinding on. Throw the memories in a drawer. Lock myself behind the door. Aimless sister, you're surrounded. I'm angel faced and I'm astounded. Cowboy, what's the rush now? She may leave me like a snowplow. How sweet you are. How sweet you are. In your long black American car. Then you know just where to find me. If I don't know who you are.
There's a mark on my hand, put there by the land. by my hand. There's a mark on the land. Put them by my hand. There's a mark on the land. Put them by my hand. There's a mark on the land.
All right. That was The Great Lake Swimmers. What do you know the name of that song?
That was, you know what? I can't recall it. It's written on the CD.
Right. but before that, we heard Mike Doughty. Do you remember what that
Mike Doughty, American Car?
Doughty.
I'm not exactly sure how, you know, maybe when he's here in December, I'll ask him.
Yeah. You know. So what is the deal with that last name?
Yeah. It's a difficult name to pronounce. Anyway, that was The Great Lake Swimmers, Put There by the Land from their latest album. Which, you know, I brought it in just to commemorate the fact that we both saw them a week ago.
We did. And what did you think of that performance?
I thought it was great. You know, there was people in the audience that weren't too into it because they really sort of start mellow, stay mellow, and end mellow.
Mellow all the time.
Yeah, that's what you get when you go to a Great Lakes Swimmers show. Luckily, yeah. Final Fantasy came on and sort of, you know, kicked things up a notch, kept the people back into it. But, you know, I saw the Great Lakes Swimmers this summer in Yellowknife, I spent the summer, and I loved it. I loved the vibe. Yeah. I loved the sound. He's a good writer, so...
Yeah, well, I had heard great things, and I had never seen him before, and it just seemed... Like, under different circumstances, that could have been a great performance, but with, like, a sellout crowd, it was supposed to be an early show, and then it was a late show, so everybody got there early. It was so packed. And
you're kind of sandwiched between two pretty energetic acts.
Yeah, Bashia Bulet was the opener, and, so it was a bit rough. And then my girlfriend's mom was there, and she did not care for them and was surprised that the crowd didn't overtake the stage. I don't know. She was being very belligerent about it. It was
not for everyone. I'm a big fan, though.
Yeah. Well, that was a very beautiful song. Cool. So are we going to hear some more stuff off
Do you want to keep going on off my CD?
Yeah, we can play a couple more.
All right. Let's go with track... We'll kick things up a notch here with track 4.
Okay. And what is track 4?
That's Trevor Whatever. It's a Ninja Tunes dude that my brother introduced me to, and I can't get enough of this song. It's a great song.
Your brother's kind of the Ninja Tune guy in my life.
He buys basically everything they put out as soon as they put it out, and or earlier if possible. Yeah. Checks out every show they have in town, and he's the guy.
Cool. After that, we're going to hear a song from an album put out by a band called Coconut Records, which is... Actually, the name for the band that Jason Schwartzman is by himself in, with the Nom de Guerre or something like that.
Okay, I'll go with that.
Anyways, Nom de Plume. That's when a writer has a pseudonym, they call it a Nom de Plume, isn't it? Like a name of the feather because they write with the. I'm losing us here. Jason Schwartzman, who was Max Fisher in Rushmore, he used to be in the band Phantom Planet, that's known for having that song from the OC, California. Anyways, not a great band, but he has put out this album, and it's actually incredibly charming, I think. So
excited to check this out.
Yeah, sure. We're going to play a song called West Coast, going out to all those fire victims on the West Coast.
Sure.
And it's a really quite a nice song. There's some great pop music on there, so I'm kind of excited. And then after that, we might listen to a Bob Dylan cover by Cat Power. It's going to be on the soundtrack for I'm Not There, this new film that Todd Haynes, who did Velvet Goldmine and Far From Heaven, is doing, which is sort of a fractured biography of Bob Dylan, using 8 different actors to play Bob Dylan. So Cat Power covers Stuck Inside a Mobile with those Memphis blues again. But up top, Trevor Whatever. Here
do
we are.
It.
Okay, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
For a second there, I felt you disappear. It rains a lot this time of year. Now we both go together if one falls down. I talk out loud like you're still around. Talk out loud like you're still around. Him. No, no. And I miss you. I'm going back home to the West Coast. I wish you would have put yourself in my suitcase.
Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. still talks about how bad they were shot. But me, I expected it to happen. I knew he'd lost control when he built a fire on Main Street and shot it. And be discovered beneath a truck. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside a mobile with a nervous blues again. Now the preacher looks so baffled when I asked him why he dressed the 20 pounds of headlines. And I whispered, not even you can hide. Listen, you're just like me. I hope you're satisfied. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside a mobile with a nervous blues again. Now the rain man gave me two cures. Said, jump right in. One was Texas medicine, and the other was just railroad gin. Like a fool, I mixed them and strangled up my mind. And now people just get uglier, and I have no sense of time. Oh, mama. Watch her waltz for free, meet the Panamanian moon. And he says, oh, come on now, you must know about my debutante. He says, your debutante just knows what you need, but I know what you really want. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside. Waiting to find out what price you have to pay to get out of going through all these things twice. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside a mobile with a mouthless blues again.
I like that.
Yeah.
We were just saying a pretty literal interpretation, like some of the covers she's done. But
yeah, yeah.
That was decent.
Yeah, I like it. So that's on the soundtrack to I'm Not There. She also has a whole album, the second album of covers that's coming out, and she's doing a whole bunch of different people. I don't have it in front of me, but it's a bunch of cool people. That's coming out in January, and it has a really nice cover on it, too. She, I guess, is a huge Bob Dylan fan.
Okay.
Oh, we've got a phone call. I'm going to hold off on answering that phone call, though, just to let you know. But recently, Bob Dylan did a commercial for Cadillac, which is kind of weird. He's in an Escalade commercial.
He's actually in it, or a song?
He is in it.
He's in it.
This is the thing. He's in it. He's driving an Escalade in the middle of the desert, but he's listening to Smog, who's Cat Power's ex-boyfriend.
Right.
Which, that must be a kick in the gut. You
interesting.
Know, you love Bob Dylan, and he does a commercial and listens to your ex-boyfriend.
Those guys didn't
music.
Part favorably, did they?
I don't think so.
No,
I didn't get that impression. But he's now with Joanna Newsom, so he's doing
for
himself.
Okay.
I know. What's the secret there? He's kind of a gloomy guy. I wonder.
Maybe some of those rocker chicks, they like it.
Yeah.
They like the gloomy guys.
The dark, the bad boys. anyways, before that we heard Jason Schwartzman's band, Coconut Records, and the album is called Night Timing. It's pretty great stuff. I would recommend checking it out. Concert listings happen at 12:30. I'm going to do some now. Any concerts you're going to...
Well, I think I mentioned at the top of the show, one of my favorite acts, Mike Doty, is coming on December 2nd to the Red Room. I'm very excited about that. First
pretty
time
cool.
I get to check him out.
Yeah, yeah. I've never been to the Red Room. I've heard it's an okay...
I went to see Brother Ali there a couple weeks ago, and, you know, it's all right. Not the best sight lines in town, but, you know, I thought it was okay.
Yeah, yeah.
It's nice. I mean, it's nice to have more venues. This place is clearly one of those places that generally has, it's just like a dance bar or something.
Yeah.
But it's nice to have a couple extra venues, and a couple extra options to go check out.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Other shows that are coming up, the Clips are playing tonight at the Anti Club. I think it's some sort of CD release party for them. John Ray Fletcher is playing with Adelaide and Chad Blue at the Gaff Gallery. Tomorrow night, Elliot Brood is with the Acorn and Super Parlor Players at the Plaza. Winter Sleep is at Richards. And the big thing that's happening tomorrow night, I don't know if you know about this.
I don't know.
Big news. Nardwar's 20th anniversary show. Well, he's doing a 20th anniversary 20-hour marathon on air. So starting 9 o'clock tonight to 5 p.m. tomorrow, he's going to be on the air the entire time.
Wow.
Playing Nardwar clips. And then tomorrow, the Evaporators are playing a free show in the sub-ballroom. So that's going to be killer.
That's a lot of Nardwar.
That's a lot of Nardwar. yeah. Free show tomorrow night at the sub-ballroom. There's going to be a beer garden as well, so it should be pretty fun. There's a joke there about him losing his dog.
I don't know it.
Yeah, and you know what the name of the dog is?
What?
Free show. Did you hear that joke as a kid?
No.
This woman...
Go for it.
This woman's running down, or like this woman has a dog named Free Show, and she is taking a shower, and the dog runs out the window, and she runs after it down the street, so she's just crying, Free Show, Free Show. It was hilarious in grade 2, gotta say. Not so much now. Saturday night, the Pipettes are in town. Do you know the Pipettes?
I don't.
They're not that great. They're kind of an all-girl group. They're trying to do like a 60s girl group thing. A lot of people love them. I'm not crazy.
Not a ringing endorsement.
Yeah. Black Mountain, though, they're pretty cool. They're playing the Scratch Records 20th anniversary party at Richards later in the month. Sex Attack are at Frank's on Franklin's on the 3rd. Scout Niblet is at the Media Club on the 9th. Let's see who else. Adelaide is playing with Petroleum Byproducts and No Gold at the Astoria on the 9th. And the show that I'm really excited about, MIA, playing on the 13th with the Cool Kids and the 14th at the Commodore. I don't know if tickets are still available for the 13th. The 14th is definitely sold out. All right, let's get back to music.
That's it.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Dunkin's Donuts. What are we... Well, first of all, I recently went on my date with Duncan. So I had a contest during the funding drive to win a date. The person that won was Anna, my girlfriend, so that felt like a total cop-out. So I invited everyone that donated money during my show to go for a date to Duffin's Donuts. So a whole bunch of people did show up. I recorded it and took their requests. So we're going to play a whole bunch of their requests and listen to this like short interview that I did with them. Before that, though...
This is the last of my picks. This is just a classic track, one of my favorite Black Keys songs, Set You Free, from their second album, I believe.
Cool. Okay, so let's hear that, and then a bunch of Dunkin' Donut listener requests. Here we go.
Gone. where you go. Back to him, he's gonna do you in. Tear you down and run you round. Treat you wrong and then he's gone. Let him go and walk out your door and come to me. I'm gonna set you free. But you don't know he's door to door playing you for the fool. Let him go, walk out the door and come to me. I'm gonna set you free. I set you free. I said to me, I said to me, I said to me.
So here we are on the date with Duncan. I've got a number of dates here. And we're at Duffin's Donuts at Main and 33rd, soon to be closed down, but still going for another month and a half. There's one at 41st and Knight, don't freak out. And they have Chinese food there, so it's good. Anna looks despondent.
I've just discovered how great this place is, and now I'm finding out it's breaking down. That's sad.
Yeah.
I didn't take advantage of it.
When did they have to close it?
I think it's they've opened a new location somewhere else, and so it's just a bit nicer, and they've decided to give up this one.
Nicer than this?
I know. So how are the donuts so far?
I had a sour cream glaze, and it was fantastic.
Delicious.
Yours is still the best.
Yes.
It's got a filling in it.
So are there other donut places that you guys like in town? I know Honey Donuts in Deep Cove is...
I've made several cycle trips just to Deep Cove to go to the Honey Donuts.
Unfortunately, they close at 5 o'clock, which is terrible.
Yeah, that really cramps your style when you're biking all the way from Vancouver.
Yeah.
The place on Gravel Island is good. I don't know what they're
Lee's
called.
Lee's Donuts.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, they have the donuts that are this big.
Yeah. Yeah. And the yeast raised, so it's like a lighter, fluffier donut.
Yeasty.
I think that's it, yeah. So they're sort of like the Krispy Kreme style donuts. They're really soft and air-filled. But they recently moved their prices up from... 80 cents to $1.10.
It used to be like $2.50 for a donut.
Like the bear claw?
Three heads.
I don't know.
It's one donut.
Okay.
It's all those Emily Carr kids for a week.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks for taking us here.
Yeah, no problem. Well, thanks to all of you for donating to the CITR funding drive.
Got it.
And for being devoted Dunkin' Donuts listeners. I really appreciate it. So the other thing I thought we could do is maybe you guys, as a thank you, I could play a song for you guys. Do you guys have some? Do you have a request as to what you'd like to hear?
Donut songs.
Yeah, we can play the one from Tori Amos.
So which song is that?
I think it's called the Donut Song, and it's on Boys for Peeling.
All right.
Yeah.
You got it, Ben. All right. Anyone else with a donut or a song request?
I don't know any donut songs, but you could play. The fat song, I Hope You Got Fat. That's a good song.
Nice. Who's that by?
By the Violet Femmes.
Violet Femmes.
Oh, okay. Well, we're on our way.
You got fat.
We've made it through. We've almost made it through a dozen donuts, and then Ben bought 6 additional donuts. So 18 donuts for 2, 4, 6, 7 people. 19. 19 donuts, that's right. Do you have any requests, Leah or Sarah?
Everybody's that Homer Simpson sings when he thinks of donuts.
All right. I'll try to track that down.
I'm sure you can find it.
Graham, any requests? Oh, yeah. Was that Dragon Force? Is that what you just said? I thought so.
And I want to hear that Where Is My Mind cover by MIA, but I don't know what it's actually called.
$20.
Yeah, $20.
Okay, MIA. I'll play that too. And Caroline, any requests?
Well, I want to hear something off playlist that's CanCon, and ideally FemCon as well.
How about the new Mutators single?
That'd be awesome.
Okay, so there we go.
That's perfect.
All right, so we'll play these requests right now. What do you guys think of that?
Do it!
Yeah!
All right, and thanks for coming.
Yay, Duncan!
I hope you got fat. I hope you got really fat. 'Cause if you got really, really fat, you just might want to see me come back. I hope you got fat. Help me out. Hey! I don't care how heavy or how skinny. I don't care, no, how heavy or how skinny. Just give me something to love. A little extra weight would never look no nicer on nobody else but you. To hold on to. And if I get a fright in the middle of the night, I cling to you. I hope you got fat. I hope you got really fat. 'Cause if you got truly fat, you just might want to see me come back. I hope you got fat.
Donuts. Is there anything they can't do?
We'll be right back.
Fifty dollars ain't shit to you, but that's how much they are. So they're gonna use the shit just to get by. Is gold diamonds helping ya? Don't you like my band and I? Stains hang low on my shirt like aye-ya-ya. Like monkey brains and banana. I hit you with my antenna. Put soap in my eye, make it red so I look raw, raw, raw. So I woke up with my whole liquor on and found out I like Canada. We shooting till the sun is up. Little boys are acting up. And baby mothers are going crazy. And the leaders all around cracking up. We go rich, we fry. Price of living in a Chinatown just seems very high. But we still like T.I. But we still learn fly. Dancing as we're shooting up and looting just to get by.
Forbidden donut.
That was fun. But that was enough Dragon Force for one day, I think. Too much.
I'm not sure it was enough Tori Amos.
Hey, now. No need to the peanut gallery over here. Yeah, I think it was. I'll make that argument. So we heard, let's see, what did we hear there? Violent Femmes, Fat from their album 3. That was a request for Anna. Donut Song by Tori Amos from her album Boys for Pele. That was a song for Ben. $20 from Kala by MIA. That was for Sarah. Fury of the Storm by Dragon Force. That was for Graham. And we have Caroline's request coming up, which is the new Mutators 7-inch.
You did get to a Homer Simpson clip there, too.
I did, yeah. And I got a Homer Simpson clip in for Leah. There was a weird kind of like remix dub thing of him talking about donuts that I found online, but it was too awful. Even for my show. Even too awful for my show.
There is a bar. There's a bar you have to reach.
Yeah. So, and that Mutators 7-inch is available around town. Peter, who used to work at CJSF, he put it out on his album Broadway to Boundary. Pretty cool project of his. And make sure to buy it and support local music. He's a cool guy. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Coming up, Marielle with We All Fall Down. Stay tuned. Ink Studs with Robin and Crimes and Treasons with Brendan. It's going to be a hell of an afternoon.
It's been a lot of fun. Thanks for having me on your show.
Darren, thanks so much for coming in.
I will come back for sure.
I hope we can do this again sometime.
Definitely.
I mean, I hope law school isn't so busy that you can't take a little time out to enjoy the good times.
Always
with your friend Duncan.
Always time for some Duncan's Donuts.
That's what they say. All right. Thanks for listening. Check out the podcast. Check out the blog if you're interested as well, duncansdonuts.wordpress.com. And check out the Mutators coming at you now.